Day 31, your pursuit of God and a generous life will give you a fuller and richer life. A fuller and richer life. I'm not talking about the trinkets of wealth. I'm talking about an abundant life. John 10:10. Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. As I was thinking about this morning, I was going over my notes, I thought, you know what? In my adult life, I've made $100 a month, and I've made $50,000 a month. Okay? My happiness hasn't been any different on either place. In my life, I've lived in a mobile home, 12-foot by 48-foot mobile home, and I've lived in a 6-bedroom home. My happiness, my joy hasn't been any different. See, the reality is in America, we somehow think that money will increase our happiness, will increase our joy. Happiness is when your happenings happen the way you want them to happen. But joy is from the Lord. Okay? Let me say that again. Happiness is when your happenings happen to happen the way you want them to happen. Which isn't very often, by the way. But joy is from the Lord. When you become a generous person, when you realize that Jesus has come to give you abundant life, it has nothing to do with your checkbook, really. It has nothing to do with the kind of house you live in, how big or how small, how new or how old. It does not matter how old your car is. When Jesus comes, you have abundant life. It's inside. It's not an external thing. Jesus comes that we might have life and have it more abundantly. A fellow, Mike Bewalda from Grand Rapids, visited me on Tuesday this week, and he was sitting in a session, and he was saying when he was 31 and his wife was 28, they decided that they wanted to become debt-free. 31 and 28. They had accumulated some debt. They got married. They accumulated some debt. And they said, this is a dumb way to live. And he told me within 7 years, they paid off all of their indebtedness and even paid off their home in 7 years. Just by being intentional. They have 3 kids, and then they decide, well, let's adopt a couple. So they adopted a couple. But they were living in this little bungalow. It was paid for. And they thought, we're going to need a bigger house. Actually, I think there's 6 kids. So there's, 6 kids. And so we're going to need a bigger house. So they are debt-free, and they're living a joyful life, and they take in these kids, and then they start praying, God, we need a bigger house. And there was a house on the market, 4,000 square feet. It was totally furnished. It was somebody that had passed away. The adult children lived out of town. And so they made a stupid offer. You know, I mean, a stupid offer. I mean, it was like half of the value of the house. And the offer included everything stays. The entire house, 100% furnished. It's like 6-bedroom house or something like that. But everything, we want the house and everything in it. And they said, okay. Mike said, so when we moved in, it was kind of like, you know, we gave away a bunch of our stuff. And we moved in, and that night we slept in a bed that was not our own the day before. And he said, Brian, living debt-free and a generous life is an amazing, amazing journey. Your pursuit of God and a generous life will give you a fuller and a richer life.